back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Amy Menefee, spokesperson for Patients United Now, a coalition lining up against the Democratic version of health care reform. We want to get Amy's thoughts today as the congressional Democrats admit we're looking at least about $600 billion in new taxes to pay for this system, and some members of Congress say it'll cost well over $1 trillion. And Amy, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, we thought this was going to be a lazy Friday afternoon, but not to be.
Bring our listeners up to date here. What have we learned? How have we learned about this new price tag that the taxpayers could be looking at?
Well, some members of the House actually came out today and said that they were going to include $600 billion in tax increases in their version of health reform. Of course, the Senate already moving on one version of health reform that they've come up with. So both houses are now racing to get this together because President Obama is so urgent about it. And so they said this is part of what's going to be included from the House. And when they asked the committee chairman, Charlie Rangel, how much it was going to cost overall, would it cost more than $1 trillion? And he said yes. And so now we're waiting, of course, with bated breath for the details here. How many ways are they going to tax us to come up with $600 billion? I just can't wait to find out.
How do you expect it, Amy? You've listened and evaluated these policy proposals over the years. Will it be straight income tax? Will we be looking at higher taxes on goods and services? Will they try and regulate how we eat and so forth and make money that way when we don't follow the rules? How will they do this?
And probably all of the above. We've got, we have this global warming tax, this so-called cap and trade thing that's really a big energy tax on everyone who uses energy, and that is still out there. That is still being debated. I don't think that's going to be in this health care bill, but that is one way that they have talked about raising money to pay for health care. Of course, they've also talked about taxing soda and taxing alcohol and some other things that, if the federal government decides it's unhealthy, then they start taxing it. So those are some other sources, and the kicker here, too, is that President Obama, when he was a candidate, he promised us that if we made less than $250,000 a year, that none of our taxes would go up. And now I got to say, I do not make that much. I will just tell you right now. But I do drink soda, and that would count as a tax increase. And if they start taxing every little light switch that I turn on and taxing me driving my car even more than they already do, that's going to fall on me as well and on everyone else who, is making less than $250,000 a year. So, it's a disturbing about-face here in the policy.
Amy, it's often the case in terms of government policies that the projected price tag and the real price tag are a little bit different. The real deal is usually quite a bit more expensive. So if Charlie Rangel, who is the congressman, as you mentioned, that said this is going to cost over $1 trillion, just how expensive could this get?
Well, I've also heard $2 trillion, and unfortunately, with the bailouts and the stimulus and all the money we've been throwing, all of our money, I should say, that they've been throwing around lately, I feel like we're getting desensitized even to trillions of dollars at this point because it's just so unfathomable to how much money is that. I think one thing that can put it a little bit in perspective is that back when President Obama was passing his latest budget, he set aside $634 billion for health reform. And he said this is only a down payment, meaning this is only the beginning. Well, now they're going to say this doesn't even begin to cover. They're saying this doesn't even begin to cover what they want to do. And they're going to try to raise an additional $600 billion.
Amy, so, just about 30 seconds left here. Give our listeners a real quick capsule of Patients United Now and their proposal for improving our healthcare system.
Sure. Well, you can check us out on the web at patientsunitednow.com, and we are trying to get patients' voices into this debate because with the politicians and the healthcare industry making deals behind closed doors, we haven't been included in that, and we want to make sure that we're not going to hurt our relationship with our doctor and tax us more, now that we're talking about that, to pay for healthcare in a government plan. So I hope that you will join us in that.
And where can folks learn more?
PatientsUnitedNow.com.
PatientsUnitedNow.com. Amy, great to have you with us as always. Thanks for your time.
Thanks so much.
Amy Menefee is a spokesperson for Patients United Now. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. Find us online, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.